I'm very glad to be here this morning to share with you the Word of God. This morning I would like to share you with a message entitled The Future Shock. It is a very relevant issue and we cannot ignore it.
这是一个非常要紧的问题，我们不能够忽略。
What does future mean to you?
未来对你的意义是什么？
If I ask this question, what would be your answer?
假如我要问这样一个问题，你的答案是什么？
It is a difficult question, isn't it?
这是一个很难回答的问题，是不是？
I know the answer will vary with people.
我知道这个问题的答案会因人而异。
Your reply should reflect your point of view about life, and I am very interested to know it.
你的答案应该是能够反映你的人生观，但是我很有兴趣来知道你的答案。
No matter what your opinion is about life, you cannot ignore the impact of future to our present life.
不管你对生命的意见如何，你没有办法忽略未来对我们现在这个生活所加诸的那种冲击力。
In this age of rapid change, future seems to be rushing toward us.
在这个迅速改变的时代，未来好像很快地压到我们这个地方来。
It comes so fast that not only we are having difficulty to absorb this impact, but also we don't even have time to think about future.
是如此的迅速，以至于我们不仅有难处来接受它的冲击力，而且我们也没有时间来思想到未来这个问题。
And today, in the next 20 minutes or more, let's talk about future.
今天在我们下面的二十几分钟里面，我们来谈一谈未来的问题。
You are going to be surprised to know that you are involved already in the future.
你会很惊喜地发现，你已经跟未来发生了没有办法分开的关系。
What you do today affects tomorrow.
你今天所做的会影响到明天。
Then, are we able to plan our future?
那么我们要问，我们能不能够计划我们的未来呢？
It is not merely a question, but rather a challenge.
这不仅是一个问题，而且是一个挑战。
This challenge comes from all directions.
这种改变呢，是从各方面来的。
It is a challenge to improve our physical world.
这是使我们 物质的世界进步的一种挑战。
A challenge to our mentality.
这是我们心智的一种挑战。
And a challenge to man spiritually to affirm once more their value to the Creator God.
这是对人一种属灵的挑战，要人确定他在神面前的价值，要人确定他跟神的关系。
Are we able to face all this challenge?
我们能不能够面对这一切的挑战？
Ever since the publishing of the famous book by Alvin Toffler called Future Shock several years ago, people more than ever have been having future conscious.
自从Alvin Toffler 他这一本很有名的著作 叫做《未来的震荡》，出版在前几年出版以后，人就更 加的对于就更加的有了一种未来的意识。
The book explored some of the ill effects caused by the advancement of science and technology.
这本书啊，提出了几个不好的影响。什么不好的影响呢？就是科学与技术进步所引起的不良后果。
Surrounding our society today, we have been already bothered by some of those unwanted products of the modern society.
在我们今天所处身的这个社会的周遭，我们已经啊被现代社会许多不必要的那种副产品所困扰。
Pollution, urban bright, war, racism, youth rewards, these are samples of our inability to recognize that what we do today affects tomorrow.
污染、都市灾害、战争、种族歧视、青年暴力的问题，这些都是我们没有能力的一种象征。没有能力做什么呢？没有能力来认识我们今天所做的会影响到明天。
We are bounded by our own technology strength.
我们受我们工业技术的这种力量的限制。
Can we escape from this bondage?
我们能不能够逃避离开这个范畴呢？
It remains to be seen.
要等待证明。
The worst is yet to come.
但是更糟糕的还没有到。
The most disastrous effect of the so-called future shock to man is not of physical but of rather of mental and spiritual.
这个所谓未来的震荡最悲惨的后果对人不是在物质方面，而是在心和灵两方面。
The impact left man in a stage of anxiety and stress.
这个冲击力，这个影响把人留在一种焦虑和紧张的状态里面。
The society is no longer a permanent one.
这个社会不再是一个永久安定的社会。
Man's relationship to others are increasing temporarily.
那么人对别人的关系，那么是越来越短暂。
Nothing is permanent anymore.
没有一样东西是永久的了。
Religious, educational, and cultural institutions are cracking under the pressure of change.
宗教、教育以及文化的机构在变动的压力之下通通都在崩溃当中。
The foundation of the old society crumbled.
旧社会的基础解体了。
Men live in turbulence.
人不在动乱当中。
We become alienated, anxiety ridden.
我们变得越来越隔膜，愈来愈被那种焦虑所困苦。
Young people really on high speed change are on the move and getting away from everything.
青年人他们生长在这种高速变动的社会当中，他们都在急急忙忙的要逃避一切的事物。
Man has nothing to hold and no place to stand fast.
人没有可以把握的东西，没有可以坚定的立场。
Although we have materialistic prosperity, but inside of man we are fractured and do not have peace.
我们虽然在物质方面有好景，但是在我们人的里面，我们是受挫折的，是失败的，没有平安，没有喜乐。
Modern technology may be able to help us to build a better place to live.
现代的科学技术可能帮助我们建立一个更好生活的世界。
but cannot feel the emptiness and heal the wound left by the impact of change.
但是啊，却没有办法填满空虚，也没有办法医疗受未来震荡那个冲击力所带来的这个伤口。
Once more, man asked himself, what is the value of man?
人再次问他们自己，人的价值是什么？
What does future mean to me?
未来对我的意义何在？
Can I plan my future and live in a meaningful life?
我能不能够为未来打算，过一个有意义的生活呢？
No matter how you plan your future,You are going to miss the mark someday.
不管你怎么样为未来做打算，但是你总有一天会失败。
Simply because we do not know the future, we do not know what's to come, and there's no way to well plan our future.
因为我们简直的就不知道未来是一个什么样子，也没有办法为我们未来的生活做一个好好的打算。
What then shall man do?
那么人要怎么办呢？
You need the help of someone who knows your future.
你需要一个人的帮助，这个人他知道你的未来。
Who is he?
他是什么人？
He's God, the God of the universe, the God who creates you and me.
他就是神，就是宇宙的神，就是创造你我的神。
Obviously, man should recognize God's authority and act in according with it.
因此人要承认神的权柄，要服从他的权柄来行事为人。
In this connection, Bible has some reassurance and good advice to us.
在这一方面，神给我们有一些确实的凭据，也给我们一些美好的忠告。
The Bible says, But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to good must believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
圣经告诉我们说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
We must have faith in God and let God to take control of life and our future.
我们必须信神，并且让神来控制我们的未来。
Yes, you can plan your future only if you have the help of God.
不错，只要你有神的帮助，你就能够为你的未来做打算。
God has a plan specially tailored for you.
神为你有一个特别的计划。
You asked what is the value of man?
你刚刚发出一个问题，说人的价值是什么？
Bible tells me that you mean everything to God because God even died on the cross for you.
圣经告诉我，你在神的心目当中是非常非常非常的宝贝，因为他的儿子他自己替你在十字架上死了。
Richard Lee Craig, 22 years old, is an engineering student at the University of North Carolina.
有一位二十二岁的青年人，他的名字叫做 Richard Lee Craig， 他是北卡罗来纳州州立大学一个学工的高材生。
Recently, he was accidentally dropped to death from the fifth floor of a dormitory.
那么最近呢，他从宿舍的五层楼上地下来摔死了。
It was because of chasing a guy who threw a potato to the shoulder of his girlfriend.
那么这是因为有一个人他 这个那是因为啊，他的这个人，那个人呢是用马铃薯在砸他的女朋友的肩膀。
When the news broke out, the faculty and the students were very sorrowful.
当消息传开以后，学生跟教职员都很难过。
A professor who was Craig's advisor made a comment to a newsman.
那有一位教授，他是 Craig 的指导教授，他对新闻记者这样讲。
Richard was one of the brightest students I have known.
他说，李扎是我所认识的学生当中最有前途的一位。
He was different.
他与众不同。
He planned ahead everything and made an effort to reach the goal.
他对未来啊每一样事都有打算，而且他也努力去达到他的目标。
He always got what he planned.
他经常的能够得到他所打算计划的那些事。
It is a shame Richard Craig never planned he would die that soon.
非常可惜，就是李扎克瑞他从来啊没有想到他会这样快就死掉。
No one is willing to die, but have you prepared for that journey of no return?
没有人愿意死，但是你有没有为那一去不回头的旅程做过任何的准备？
I would like to tell you a testimony of someone who once planned his future but failed.
我愿意跟大家讲一个人的见证。这个人他曾经为他的未来做过周详的打算，但是失败了。
The man was so desperate that the future would seem so dim to him.
那么由于未来对他是那样的暗淡，因此这个人他十分的绝望。
And he did not know how to face the future again.
他不知道怎么样再面对未来。
But one day, God touched him.
但是有一天，神摸到了他。
And he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
他接受了耶稣基督做他个人的救主。
God lifted him and helped him to plan a beautiful and colorful future.
神就高举了他，释放了他，并且帮助他计划了一个美好的有意义的未来。
This man is just like anyone in the audience.
那么这个人呢，他即使就是在我们中间任何一个人都可能是的普通的人。
A young man at the age of 21 went to the United States with a dream for future in his mind.
那么一个年方21岁的青年人带着心中未来的美好的梦想到美国去。
He began to make efforts to reach his goals.
他开始努力要达到他的目标。
Successfully, he got a master's degree, had an excellent job in Chicago, and married a beautiful wife.
那么他成功的得到了硕士学位，也在芝加哥找到了一份很好的工作，并且娶了一位漂亮的妻子。
Things went along according to his plan.
一切的事都照他的计划在发展。
Then he decided to further his study at the University of Illinois.
然后他就决定啊，进伊利诺大学再深造。
To get the PhD was the climax of his plan.
那么他这个深造计划的最后目标就是要得到博士学位。
Three years of hard study had passed, and it seems that he almost going to get what he wants.
经过三年的苦学，他好像他快要能够 好像他就几乎啊可以能够得到他所计划要得到的东西了。
But suddenly, at the final stage of his study, something went wrong that he never would plan that happen.
那么突然之间呢，是在他学成的最后阶段，有一个意外的事情啊，不如人意的事情发生了。这件事是他没有打算过、没有计划到的。
The failure in his study was a big blow to his life.
他学业上的失败对于他的生活是一个非常重大的打击。
The plan of his future was interrupted.
他未来的计划受到了阻挠。
He was despairing.
他心灰意懒。
He shared his sorrow with his friend, his wife, but nobody can really help him.
他把他的忧愁告诉他的朋友，告诉他的妻子，但是没有人能够真正的帮助他。
He often liked to go to the lakeside in midnight and let the quietness of the universe wash away the sorrow in his heart.
他常常在夜半心生的时候到湖边一个人去散步，让那个宇宙的寂静呢来消除他内心的忧愁。
He prayed a prayer.
他做了一个祷告。
Lord, if you are true, come into my heart.
主啊，你如果是真实的，就请你进入我的心。
Help me to face my future again.
帮助我能够再面对我的未来。
I want someone I can talk to. I want a friend in my heart.
我要有一个可以交谈的人，我要在心里有一位真正的朋友。
God answered his prayer.
神回答了他的祷告。
One Sunday in September of 1969, as usual, this man went to church, where he and his wife had been going on for nearly 3 years.
在1969年九月的一个礼拜天，他像平常一样的到一个教会里面去聚会。这个教会他跟他的妻子已经差不多一直不断的不间断的去了3年了。
The preacher was giving a message entitled Invitation.
那传道人呢，他所讲的信息那个题目就是请客。
The text was taken from chapter 22 of the book of Matthew.
那么他所引用的圣经啊，是马太福音第22章。
Jesus told a parable.
耶稣在那个地方讲了一个比喻。
He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son."
他说，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设宴席。
He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come.
就打发仆人去，请那些被召的人来服席，他们却不肯来。
Then he sent some more servants and said, "Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet."
王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被召的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来服席。
But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business.
那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去。
The rest seized his servant,mistreat him, them, and kill them.
其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
The king was angry. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned the city.
王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
Then he said to the servants, "The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come."
于是对仆人说，喜宴 已经齐备，只是被炸，只是所炸的人不配。
Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.
所以你们要往岔路口上去，把遇见的都招来出席。
So the servants went out into the street and gathered all the people they could find, but both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests.
那些仆人就出去到大路上，凡遇见的，不论善恶，都招聚了来，宴席上就坐满了客。
But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes.
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。
Friend, he said, how did you get in here without wedding garment?
就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？
The man was speechless.
那人无言可答。
Then the king told the attendants, tie him hand and foot and threw him outside into the darkness.Where there would be weeping and grinding of teeth.
于是王对使唤的人说，捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
As an illustration, the preacher said, if I extend to you an invitation, I expect you to come.
那么那个仆人呢，就拿这段圣经来做比喻，这样解释说，假如啊，我要请你们的客，我希望你们都能来。
There can be only two kinds of answer, to come or to reject.
你们的回答只有两种，那就是来或者拒绝。
And there is no middle ground.
没有中庸之道。
You cannot say that I polished my shoes,I wear my best suit and cannot come.
那么你不能够这样讲啊！我擦好了我的皮鞋，穿好了我的衣物，差不多要来了。
Invitation is a personal matter.
邀请呢是个人的事。
This man in the parable who did not wear the wedding garment thought his clothes was good enough to attend the wedding banquet.
那么在这个比喻。里面的人就是在婚姻的宴席上面没有穿礼服的这一位，他认为他的衣服已经够好了，可以参加婚宴。
No, it's not good enough for the king.
但是对这位王来讲，他的衣服不够。
He had to be cast outside on the darkness.
他要被丢在外面的黑暗里。
While listening to the message of the preacher, this desperate young man suddenly realized that he was that, like that man.
那么在听这个传道人讲这篇信息的时候，这一位绝望的年轻人突然的认识到，体会到，那么他就跟这个比喻里的那个没有穿礼服的人完全一样。
He planned his future without the consent of God.
他计划他的未来，但是没有得到神的准许。
And thought as long as he behaved himself, he could enter the kingdom of God.
他以为啊，只要他自己的行为好，他就可以进入神的国。
Thanks to God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, he began to understand.That he had to take the righteousness garment of the Jesus Christ.
那么感谢神，靠着圣灵的帮助，他开始明白，他要穿上耶稣基督的义袍。
Not the garment he wear for himself.
那么这个义袍，不是他所。
Not the garment he wear for himself.
那么这个衣袍，这不是他所穿的那个礼服。
The young man's heart was stirred when the preacher gave an invitation to the congregation.
那这个年轻人的心呢，受到了激动。 当这一位传道人邀请会众到前面来的时候，
The man prayed to God to help him, to give him the strength to go forward to accept Jesus Christ.
那这位青年人就祷告神，求神给他有力量能够到前面，表示他接受耶稣基督的信心。
And to publicly identify his faith.
要公开的表露承认他的信。
Praise the Lord, he accept Jesus Christ that day.
赞美神，这位年轻人就在那一天接受了耶稣基督。
God not only saved him, but also give him a new life, a peaceful and meaningful life, and an eternal life.
神不单单是拯救了这一位年轻人，而且给了他一个新生命，一个平安的、有意义的生命，一个永远的生命。
This man I'm talking about is no other man.
我刚刚讲的这个人并非别人。
He is in the midst of us.
他就在我们中间。
He's standing before you to give his own testimony.
他就站在各位面前为他自己做这样的一个见证。
Yes, 7 years ago, God saved this man.
是的，7年以前，神拯救了这个人。
I have once planned in my life but failed.
我曾经一度计划过我的生活，但是失败。
My friend, you can plan your own life, your own future, but somewhere along the line, you're going to miss the mark.
各位朋友，你可以为你的未来做打算，但是在这条路上，你总会有一天失败。
You are going to be beaten down by society, to be hit by the impact of future.
你会被社会所击倒，你会被未来的震荡那个冲击力所打倒。
My friends, at that time, no one else can help you.
各位朋友，在那个时候，没有任何一个别人可以帮得上你的忙。
Not your parents, because they cannot be with you all your life.
你的父母帮不上忙，因为他们不可能在你一生一世当中都跟你在一起。
Not your wife, not your husband.
你的妻子不行，你的丈夫也不行。
Because they need your help to be strengthened at the time of difficulty.
因为他们在困难的时候需要你的帮助来增加他们的力量。
And besides, you wouldn't want to throw your heavy yoke to your better half.
而且你也不愿意把你的那个重恶加在你的那一半的身上。
And not your friends, because they have their own problems.
那么你的朋友们也不行，因为他们自己有他们自己的难处。
In this world of rapid change, nothing can hold true anymore. You have to fight your own fight.
在这个迅速改变的世界里，没有一样东西可以保持真实的，你必须要单独的奋斗下去。
My friends, do you have problems?
各位朋友们，你有没有难处？
Do you feel lonely in your heart?
你心里面是不是觉得孤单？
Do you have the feeling that no one else can understand you?
你有没有这样的感觉？就是没有一个别人能够明白你。
Would you like to have someone to share your burden?
你愿不愿意要一个人来分担你的重担？
Have you ever prayed a prayer to ask God to help you?
你有没有做过这样一个祷告，求神来帮助你？
And do you like the friend I have?
你愿不愿意要我所有的这位朋友做朋友？
A friend who can talk with you, walk with you, share your heavy yoke, and share your happiness and joy.
一个你可以跟他交谈，可以跟他同行，可以分担你的重恶，可以分享你的 幸福与喜乐的朋友。
And most important, he can be with you all the time.
最要紧的就是他在一切所有的时间里面都能与你同在。
And do you want Jesus to help you, to help you to plan your future?
你愿不愿意要耶稣帮助你，帮助你为未来做打算呢？
He can guide you and lead you to have an abundant life.
他可以带领你，可以引导你得到一个更丰盛的生命。
Why most people in this world are stumbling because of the future shock? You can have the heavenly peace in your heart in the midst of this shockwave.
在这个世界上面，大多数的人被未来的震荡。那么震荡的东倒西歪的时候，你可以有数天的平安，在这个震波里面不至于摇动。
Jesus said, I have come to give you life and give it more abundantly.
耶稣说，我来了，为要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Come, take the life Jesus has prepared for you.
来。接受耶稣为你所准备的这个新的生命。
I'm leaving for the States soon, and if God is willing, we might see each other someday.
我很快的就要回到美国去。假如主许可的话，我们还有机会再见。
But I don't want to just leave you without telling you the treasure I have found in my life.
但是我不愿意在没有把我所得到的生命的宝藏告诉你们以前就离开。
Jesus Christ is my treasure.
耶稣基督是我的宝藏。
He said, I'm the way, the truth and the life.
他说我就是道路真理生命。
Will you ask Jesus, God's son, to be your personal savior and lord?
你愿不愿意接受耶稣神的儿子做你个人的救主与主呢？
He will change the whole direction of your life.
他会改变你整个生命的方向。
From a depressing and demoralizing descent to a dynamic ascent.
他可以把你从一个向下的堕落的这个方向180度的转弯变成向上。
Jesus Christ, stand ready today, at this very moment, ready to fill your heart.
耶稣就在今天，就在此刻，站在我们中间，要进入到你那个空虚的心里面来填满。
Ready to give you an abundant life.
他准备要给你一个丰盛的生命。
Ready to liberate the truth and the true love to you.
他要把真理和真的那个爱向你阐明。
The Bible says, if any man in Christ is a new creation, old things are passed away and all things become new.
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Think.What this could mean to you as an individual.
那么各位想一想，这一节圣经对你这个个人会有什么样的意义？
Think what this could mean to us, all of us, as a nation.
那么各位也想一想，这一节圣经对我们全群的人，作为一个国家、一个民族，会有什么样的意义？
And think, just think, what this could mean to this whole world today.
那各位也想一想，这句圣经对整个的这个世界又有一个什么样的意义？
Come, let Jesus Christ come into your heart and give you and help you to plan a shockless future.
那各位，请来让耶稣进入你的心里，来帮助你。计划怎么样做一个能够应付未来震荡的一个计划。
I bring some books with me today.
我您带来了几本书。
The first book called Three Kinds of Love.
那么第一本书啊，它的名字叫《三爱》。
The second book called Affirming the Will of God.
第二本书书名叫做《确定神的旨意》。
The third book called How Much for the Man.
那么第三本书啊，就是讲到人的价值。
It's yours for the asking.
只要哪一位要的话，就可以送给你。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
让我们每一个人眼睛都闭起来，在神的面前思考，我们的将来将是怎么样？我们迟早难免总会遇到困难。我们前面的方向是怎么样？我们在这个动荡不安的局势、不安的将来里面，我们将走哪一条道路？你愿不愿意同样的接受我的一个经验一样的来接受主耶稣基督？主耶稣基督在你的面前，在你的心门口靠门，只要你愿意的话，你就可以打开你的心门来接受你。如果你心里面有感动的话，你愿不愿意借这个时候，只要跟主耶稣基督讲，只要心里面默祷讲，主，我愿意接受你，我愿意打开我的心门。你假如愿意的话，愿不愿意让我知道，我愿意替你祷告，我愿意给你一本书，人的价值是什么？我愿意给你一本书，什么是三爱，什么是神的爱，什么是人的爱。你愿不愿意现在稍微举一下手，让我知道一下，我愿意替你祷告。你只要讲我愿意，主就会进到你的心里面去。你愿不愿意轻轻地举一下手，我愿意替你祷告。谢谢你，感谢主，感谢主。愿不愿意轻轻地举一下你的手，我愿意把书交给你，我愿意替你祷告。谢谢你，谢谢你。你愿不愿意举一次手，在神的面前表示你愿意接受他？主耶稣基督讲的，你如果要接受我的话，你要在众人的面前接受我然后我在天父的面前我也会接受你。你愿不愿意举一次手来表示你的接受？谢谢你，谢谢你，感谢主，感谢主。你愿不愿意让主来替你安排你的将来？你愿不愿意用我自己的见证作为你自己的见证？今日接受主，愿不愿意举起你的手来表示你？让我们一同低头祷告。主，我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，因为你自己的力量，你自己的福音是广大的。主，你感动了这几位朋友。主，这个年轻的朋友，年纪大的朋友，主，求你自己打开他们的心门，进入他们的心里面。主，让我们同声的能够站在你面前祷告，我们把我们的将来交在你的手里面，求你来计划，给我们力量来走这条人生的道路。主，帮助我们。主，我们把这几位在你面前举手愿意接受你的朋友们交在你的面前。主，求你进入到他们心里面，求你保守他们，求你捆绑了魔鬼，不让魔鬼来试探他们。主，让我们能够在主内异口同声的来接受他，是我们的弟兄姐妹。我们赞美你，我们这样祈求祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。